This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. Hello, hello. Allison Crow here, and this is episode number 43. Are you a muggle or are you a magician? A wizard. I have a feeling you're a wizard and not a muggle. And today I want to share a few stories about muggling versus being a wizard. So the first thing I want to share is that there are a few players in our minds. Let's call one the wizard, the badass, the possibilitarian, the dreamer, the divine voice of truth, the believer, the true you. And the other one is a muggle. Yes, these are Harry Potter references. A muggle is the rather critical and shaming sob, a fuckwad really, who tries to make you believe that his voice is true. He's just trying to keep you safe and protect you and yada, 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 yada. Well, the muggle is the part of your brain that forgets that you're a wizard. The wizard can absorb any loss and bounce back from any failure, knowing it was a magical lesson. The wizard uses her mind to envision herself as already being the she of her dreams. And she moves about her life and work and relationships as if, versus the muggle who moves about in drama, fear, anxiety, and dread. I wanted to help you remember, I wanted to help me remember that we are wizards. And I was contemplating this morning the topics of abundance and scarcity. And on my blog, I was going through the tag of abundance and how I was remembering when I first started in the personal development world, one of the very first distinctions that I learned about was abundance and scarcity. And not only abundance in money, but also abundance in miracles, abundance in time, abundance in possibility. And I was listening to a podcast this morning that reminded me about the concept of abundance versus scarcity and living in abundance. I've lived life and had my ass lovingly kicked by my coach, John Morgan, this week about coming from love versus coming from fear. And those are all ways of saying, am I remembering that I'm a magician or am I muggling? And the first way that really, that question really impacted me was, gosh, 3 or 4 years ago, I was really stressing out about a situation in my family. I was worried about my parents. I was overwhelmed. I was taking on a lot of anxiety and worry and really getting depressed about something going on with them. And the whole weekend, I was at a Rich Lippin event, and the whole weekend, I was just feeling really sorry for myself and overwhelmed and couldn't see the way out. And it was just a really heavy time for me. And I thought being at that event would really cheer me up and get my mindset right. And 2 days goes by in the event and I'm still feeling like crap. And I went to a cocktail evening with a group of my peers. My friend Teo Alfaro came up to me and looked me right in the eye and asked me how I was doing. And I probably moaned and groaned and whined a little bit, knowing that he's a good friend of mine. And as I explained my dilemma to him, he just peered into my soul. He didn't say a word, but the look from his eyes was so deep, it caught me off guard. And so I asked him, I said, I can see your thoughts
in your eyes. Tell me. And he just looked at me with 1,000% belief and said, woman, why are you solving this problem like a human? Can't you remember that you're a witch? And it was in that moment, literally, his words went deep down into my soul and helped me rise up and remember that I am divine, that I am magic, that I am partnership with Source. And it's so amazing to me how often, I don't know about you, but how often I need these reminders. I share with my clients, and we use the phrase often, remember who you be. And when I remember, I have so much more power. This last week, I was stirring in my own suffering of a circumstance that's completely neutral, but I'd allowed myself to froth in the shit of the circumstance, making myself miserable. And my coach just kept asking me, what would it be like if you came from love? And of course, in my self-pity, I didn't want to see that. I just wanted to see how I was suffering. And then finally, I took a moment. I took a breath. I got out of the logical knowing what coming from love would look like. And I allowed it to drop into my body. I allowed the remembering that I'm magic, that my being creates my reality, and that I can even change circumstances with my wizardry. So I just wanted to share this question to you today. Whatever that thing is in your life that is causing suffering or anxiety, whatever that business goal or life goal or relationship goal, are you approaching it like a muggle and a human? Or are you remembering that you are in partnership with the divine, that you are truly a magical wizard who is one with the universe? Let me know how that impacts you and how you see the world differently when you remember.
And then this morning, before I log out of the podcast, I want to share with you something that Steve Hardison tagged me in this morning that kind of inspired me to do this topic today. He says, the four most common chemically active elements in the universe, hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, and nitrogen, are the four most common elements of life on Earth, with carbon serving as the foundation of biochemistry. We do not simply live in the universe. The universe lives within us. The cosmic perspective flows from fundamental knowledge, but is more than about what you know. It is about having the wisdom and insight to apply that knowledge to assessing our place in the universe, and its attributes are clear. The cosmic perspective comes from the frontier of science, yet it is not solely providence of the scientist. It belongs to everyone. The cosmic perspective is humble. The cosmic perspective is spiritual, even redemptive, but it is not religious. The cosmic perspective enables us to grasp in the same thought the large and the small. The cosmic perspective opens our minds to the extraordinary ideas, but does not leave them so open that our brains spill out, making us susceptible to believing anything we are told. The cosmic perspective shows Earth to be a moat, but it is a precious moat, and for the moment, it is the only home we have. The cosmic perspective finds beauty in the images of the planets, moons, stars, and nebula, but it also celebrates the laws of physics that shape them. The cosmic perspective enables us to see beyond our circumstances, allowing us to transcend the primal search for food, shelter, and mate. The cosmic perspective reminds us that in space, where there is no air, a flag will not wave. An indication that perhaps flag waving and space exploration do not mix.
The cosmic perspective not only embraces our kinship with all life in Earth, but also values our chemical kinship with any yet-to-be-discovered life in the universe, as well as our atomic kinship with the universe itself. Neil deGrasse Tyson. And then he says, loving you, be blessed, Steve Hardison. I am the universe, and so are you. I love that perspective. I'm recording this on Sunday, and hopefully you'll get this on Monday. Let's go into our Mondays, or whatever day you receive this, full on remembering that we are wizards and that we are the universe. Thanks so much for taking time to listen today. If you enjoyed this, I would love it if you would share it with somebody, or if you would hop on over to iTunes and leave a little iTunes currency in the form of a review. And I also wanted to remind you that if you are interested in becoming a Soulie, a member of the Soulful Success School for Life and Business Coaching community, we will be opening the doors in May, coming up soon. So you're going to want to get on the wait list, and you can find that on my website. You can also find the direct link into the show notes, or you can go to soulfulsuccess.info, and soulful is spelled with two L's. So www.soulfulsuccess.info. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.